Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Pesachim, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav, as we continue to describe the process. Shachet Yisrael v'kibel ha-koyen. Yisrael shechts, and the koyen is makabel adam. Well, the Yisrael doesn't have to shecht, but if he wants to, he can. Because the halach is shechita, is kishera bizar, a non-koyen could shecht, and that's true for all karbanes. But once the shechita is over, from the kabbalah and on, remember, we explained previously, that there are four avodas. There's the shechita, there's receiving the dam, from that point on it can only be with the kohen, that's the kabbalah, there's bringing it to the mizbeach, and the zrika on the mizbeach. So shechet Yisrael. If need be, a Yisrael could shecht, if he dafka wants the shecht, but v'kibbal ha-kohen. From the kabbalah and on, from receiving the dam in a keli, that has to be through a kohen. Now remember what we said in the previous mishnah, the kehanim were all lined up in a row. So the way they did things was, one kohen receives the dam. Naisne l'chaveira, l'chaveira l'chaveira. Naisne l'chaveira, he would give it to his friend, and his friend to his friend. Why did they do it this way? It was the union of roiv am hadris melech. So many kahanim involved, each one passing it to the other. That added to the covet of the mitzvah. Now as the kahanim stood there in the row, so umakabel es hamala, each kohen would receive the keli full of dam, pass it on, umachzer es hareka, and return an empty keli. So basically, you have the rows of kehanim over here, and they have two jobs. Passing the full bowls of blood toward the mizbeach, and then returning the empty ones to be reused. Now, there is a rule, ein mavirin ela mitzvos, you don't skip over a mitzvah. So really, passing the full bowl was part of the mitzvah of bringing it to the mizbeach. Returning the empty one was a preparation for a mitzvah, but it wasn't mamish, a chelik of the avodah. Therefore, the kehanim were always careful first to take the full one, and then return the empty one. Although they had to kind of multitask, because they had two jobs, passing the full ones and returning the empty ones, but you never let someone stand there and hold the full one while you were passing an empty one, or retrieving the empty one. You always made sure to first take the full one. So the full one is passed and passed and passed until where? Until it gets to the kohen who's nearest the mizbeach. The kohen standing nearest to the mizbeach. Let's touch it word for word. The kohen akariv that is nearest eitzel mizbeach. Zarkai, he spritzes it zrika achas, one spray. And by the way, he does this with the bowl itself, not with his fingers. There's no karmen where the kohen places the dam on with the fingers besides for the chatas. There it says beetzbay. So he spritzes it with the bowl. And where does he do it? At which part of the Mizbeach? Keneged ha-yisayt. On the corners of the Mizbeach that had a yisayt. What does this mean? The corners of the Mizbeach that had a yisayt. The yisayt, or the base, was like one amma high and one amma wide. And it circled the bottom of the Mizbeach on the entire tzafain and marv sides of the Mizbeach. And for one amma along the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. Along the Mizrach and Darim sides of the Mizbeach. So on which part of the Mizbeach did they spray the dam? On a section of the wall of the Mizbeach, above the Yisayid, and it had to be at the part of the Mizbeach that had a Yisayid. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. The Yid shechted, if he wanted to, Kayin could shecht, but the Yid could also shecht, shechit k'sher bizar. But the Kayin had to do Kabbalah. From this point on, from receiving the dam, it could only be through a Kayin. The Kayin would take it, pass it to his friend, pass it to his friend. The kehanim standing in the rows basically had two jobs. To receive the full one, pass it on until the kohen who was standing next to the mizbeach, and return the empty one. They always received the full one first because of ein mavirin ela mitzvos. The kohen that stood near the mizbeach with the bowl would give one spritz, keneged ha-yisoid, as we explained, above the yisoid on the wall of the mizbeach. That had to be by part of the mizbeach that had a yisoid. So really, why does it say keneged ha-yisoid? If they had to do it above the yisoid. So Batanura explains, they spritzed it above the Yisayid, and it would run down to the Yisayid.